Okay, good morning to everybody. We're beginning a new sugya. We actually saw the Mishnah yesterday. Let's learn it again. Habo al hazocher va'al habehema. A man who has relations with another man. Question number one. Case number two, va'al habehema, if he has relations with an animal. The case number three, v'ho'isha, hameviyo es habehema. Or a woman who brought an animal upon herself. As we mentioned yesterday, by definition, the woman is always the passive member in any relations, not the active member. So how can she possibly ever be chayav a punishment if it's just passive? The answer is if she actively brought the animal upon herself, but in all those cases, beskila. All those three cases, a man who had relations with another man who had relations with an animal, or a woman who brought the animal upon herself, in all of those cases, the oinash would be skila. Oinash being, by the way, for the animal as well. And this we saw yesterday. Asks the Mishnah, im Adam chata, if the man sinned, behema ma chata, what sin did the animal do? And this we saw yesterday, two answers. Ela lefi sheba'o la'adam takola al yada. Because the person came about through this tragedy, albeit willingly, but it was through the animal, Lefichach Omar HaKosov Tisakil. Therefore, the Torah says that the animal should be stoned as well, not as an oinosh, but ultimately it was party to the Aveira of the human being. Dover Acher, an alternative explanation, Shaloi Tehei Behema Oiveres Bashuk, because we don't want this animal forevermore wandering around the marketplace, the Yomru, and everybody will point to it and say, Zuhi Shaniskal Ployni Al. This is the animal as a result of whom Mr. Ployni was stoned. In other words, we're protecting the dignity of the Baal Aveira. The Baal Aveira committed an Aveira with this animal. He suffered his due punishment. He was stoned. He's now gone. We have no need now, as it were, no desire to remind everybody constantly of his Aveira. He has suffered his punishment and he's moved on. If this animal continues to wander around the street, then every time he does, everybody will point to this animal. Ah, this is the animal. Yes, we remember this animal. This was the animal that Pliny had relations with, and each time the memories of that Aveira are being reawakened. We don't want that to happen. So, in order to protect the kovod, the dignity of this particular individual, therefore we stone the animal. Obviously not as an oinosh, an animal doesn't deserve an oinosh. So that's the Mishnah that we saw yesterday. Now, once again, Rabbi Isai, we're beginning a sugya with a lot of psukim and a lot of drashas. So bli neder, mitzvah Hashem, for next time, I will bli neder send an email similar to the last one, in which we will have a chart with the psukim and the various drashas. When we have it in front of us, as we saw yesterday, it's 1,000 times easier to keep cheshbon. Says the Gemara. So, Mr. Hashem, that'll be in time for hopefully the beginning of next week. Says the Gemara. Zohar minolon. Where do we know that there is this issa of Mishkav Zohar? The Tanur Rabbanon. Ish. Now, we've had this drasha a number of times. Ish prat lekotan. The Torah says, as we're going to see, it says, Ish asher yishkav es zochor, a man who lays or lies with another man. So if it says ish, the first thing we need to medayek is ish always means a grown adult as opposed to a cotton. So if a cotton, if an under bar mitzvah boy has relations with another man, then he's exempt. Next halacha, asher Yishkav es zochor. So a man, meaning a grown adult, has relations with a male. But here it doesn't say he has relations with a man, it says with a male. It doesn't say ish asher yishkav es ish, a man who has relations with a man. If it would have said ish asher yishkav es ish, so how would we translate that? We would say not only does the man performing the Aveira has to be a grown adult, but also the passive participant also has to be a grown adult. But it doesn't say that. It says, Ish asher yishkav es zocher, bein godoil, bein katan. So the makabel. Let's, Rabbeisai, introduce ourselves to a word, because we're going to use this repeatedly. And if we don't have this word, it'll be very difficult to describe. In every act of relations, as mentioned, there's the active member and the passive member, which in the Lashon of Chazal is the shoychev and the nishkav. Shoychev, literally translated, is the one who lies. And the nishkav is the one who was laid with, the passive member. So if we use this phraseology, everybody will know what we're talking about. The shoychev is the active member, the one who initiates, does the physical act of the relations, and the nishkav is the one that he did so with. So the shoychev, as mentioned, the active member in this relations has to be a grown adult. The nishkav, however, does not have to be. So if a grown adult, if a 15-year-old boy had relations with a 10-year-old boy, then that would be an issa d'oraisa, even though the nishkav was not a godel. And the answer is because it says asher yishkav es zachar, any type of zachar, as we just said, bein godel, bein katan. Have a look immediately at Rashi. First wide line. Says Rashi, asher yishkav es zachar. Medeloiksiv ish, quote unquote, because it does not say that he had relations with an ish, therefore loy chilik. We see there is no differentiation benishkovim with the ones who are laying with the passive members, bein godoil, bein katan. Lehischayev, in order to obligate hashoychev oleha. In order to obligate the shoychev, the Torah is not differentiating between what type of nishkav, what age of nishkav, because it does not say ish, it says zocher. Va'ashmi'inon, and therefore we are being taught over here, deloi bo'inon, that we do not require that tarvayu, that both of them, both the shoychev and the nishkav, should be bnei oinshin. Meaning bar mitzvah and above. You don't require both of them to be bar mitzvah. Who do we require to be bar mitzvah? As mentioned before, the shoychev. But the nishkav, irrelevant of what age. So what about the other way around? Uminon nami alfinon. So we can work out now the other way around as well. De'i have a nishkav godol. What happens if the nishkav was a godel? The passive member. Now, when we say the passive member, let's not make a mistake about this, Rabbi say. Passive just means that he's not physically, as it were, doing the act. He's the receiver of the act. But make no mistake, of course, it's an issa d'oraisa to be the nishkav. It's an issa d'oraisa to be the nishkav because you acquiesced to this act. So therefore, says Rashi, nishkav godel. If the nishkav who consented to this act was a godel, the shoychev would be cotton, and the shoychev would be cotton. Kagoyim ben teisha shanim v'yom echad. What's the earliest age that we consider for a male his act of relations to be an act of relations? The answer is from 9 years old. He's not necessarily punishable for it because he's not bar mitzvah. But from that age onwards, that's called a bio. And that's what he says. Ben teisha shonav yoimecho de biosoi bio. But velav bar oinshin hu. But he's not a bar oinshin. So if you have a boy between the age of 9 and 13, so on the one hand, his bio is considered bio. On the other hand, he can't possibly be punished for it because he's not a bar oinshin, he's not a bar mitzvah. Says Rashi in conclusion, but umachayev nishkav. But we will be machayev the nishkav. Why will we be mechayev the Nishkav? As mentioned, because the Nishkav is over Bar Mitzvah, and this was the rule that Rashi was pointing out, that the Gemara is teaching us, we don't require them both to be a Bar Oinshin. It's enough that the Nishkav or the Shoychev, if the Shoychev is Bar Mitzvah, as mentioned before, or if the Nishkav is Bar Mitzvah, but we do not require them both to be Bar Mitzvah. And therefore, if the Shoychev is Bar Mitzvah and the Nishkav is under Bar Mitzvah, Issa d'oraisa. So too, if the Shoychev is under Bar Mitzvah and the Nishkav is over Bar Mitzvah, Issa d'oraisa. So we do not require both parties to be a Bar Oinshin. And all of that is learned by virtue of the fact that the Torah does not write Ish Asher Yishkav es Ish, rather it says Ish Asher Yishkav es Zocher. Zocher means any age of Zocher. Okay, now we continue the Pasuk. Now, the Pasuk actually states as follows. It says, Ish Asher Yishkav es Zocher, if a man will have relations with a male, and then it says the Gemara, Mishkevei Isha. Mishkevei Isha. So literally translation it means a man has relations with a male, Mishkevei Isha, in the same manner that he would lie with a woman. In other words, relations with a woman, copy and paste, this was done with a man. The question is, there is a drasha to be made over here, because why does it say Mishkevei in the plural? Should have said Mishkav Isha. If a man had relations with a Zohar in the way that he would have relations with a woman. But why does it say Mishkevei, which is the plural form? Says the Gemara, Magid Lecho HaKosov. So the Torah is coming to teach you the following. Sheshnei Mishkavois Be'isha. There are two types of acts of relations with an isha. And this is very important because this has many ramifications. We're going to discuss, not so much over here, but it will come up in the future. When a man has relations with a woman, it could be done what's called kedarko, as opposed to shaloi kedarko. Kedarko, Rashi doesn't explain, but the Mefarshim explain, is when the man has relations with a woman in the normal way. Sheloi kedarko means they have relations in an abnormal way. He enters her guf in an abnormal way. He enters from behind, etc., etc. So it's an abnormal way. Now, the question is, when a man has relations with a woman, sheloi kedarko, do we consider that a regular bia or not? However, because we know that we have a principle in many, many, many places in the Torah, that the Torah says don't do a particular act. For example, the Torah says don't eat chazir. So if somebody eats a kazayis of chazir, is over in Issa d'oraisa and gets malchus. What happens if he ate achila sheloi kedarka? There's many examples of abnormal eating. The Gemara says if he eats it, stuffs it down so quickly that he can't benefit from it, or if he boils it up and it's so hot that it literally burns his insides, many cases of achila sheloi kedarka. What's the halacha of achila sheloi kedarka? As we know, min haTorah, that does not constitute an achila. So too on Shabbos, if somebody does a malacha, kil achar yad, sheloi kederech. If you are right-handed and you are koisev, you write something on Shabbos with your left hand, that is not a malacha min haTorah because it was done sheloi kederech. And we have many, 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 many examples of this. So the general rule, we'll see an exception, there may be exceptions, but the general rule is that when the Torah insists on a certain act, whether it's eating or Chilul Shabbos, a melacha, the general rule is it will only be considered that act if it is done in the normal, usual manner. That's called kedarko. When it's done shaloi kedarko, shaloi kederech, then that does not constitute an achila. By the way, it's not only for averos, it would be for mitzvahs as well. If somebody would eat matzah on Seder night, shaloi kederech, he has not been yotze his mitzvah. Why? Because the mitzvah is to eat the matzah. This is not considered eating, etc., etc., etc. Now we come back to our sugya. We have countless examples in the Torah of forbidden relations. So we have to define once and for all what is the definition of bia, of relations. Would we say that the normal rule applies, which is that if it's kederech, that's considered a bia, but if it's shaloi kederech, maybe that's not considered a bia? This is what the pasuk is coming to teach us. Mishkavei in the plural means there are actually two types of bia that the Torah is talking about, either kedarko, also shaloi kedarko. So look back into the Gemara now. Mishkevei isha, magid lacha hakasuv sheshnei mishkavois beisha. When a man has relations with a woman, there are two types of mishkav. What are the two types? Look at Rashi on the third line. Mishkevei isha, shtei mishkavois yesh beisha shovin ze lo ze. Shovin ze lo ze, they are equal to another. We do not differentiate between. Excuse me. Lechayev b'kol aroyos. The Torah is machayev for all cases of aroyos, kedarka, number one, v'shaloi kedarka, number two. Again, without the pasuk, what would we have assumed? We would have assumed that normal rules should apply. The Torah says biyah, then presumably it means kedarka. Just like in achila, just like in chilul Shabbos, the rule is it's got to be done in a normal way in order to be considered that particular act. Here we have a pasuk that says, no, here's an exception. Mishkavei in the plural means two different types of mishkavos, which, as Rashi says, are both treated exactly the same, whether kedarka or shaloi kedarka. Now, we need to ask a question over here. This pasuk, let's not forget, Rabbi Isai, is talking about what? This pasuk is not talking about bia with an isha. It's talking about mishkav zocher. So how on earth does this drasha of mishkavei isha, two types of bias with a woman, kedarka and shaloi kedarka, how does that suddenly find itself in a pasuk which is not talking about an isha bichlal? It's talking about two men. So we might have answered, and this is a mistake. We might have answered that maybe what the Torah is teaching you is that Mishkav Zachar, you're chayav for whether it's done kedarka or shaloi kedarka. Maybe, in fact, it's nothing to do with an isha. So maybe it's true, it's all local. We're within the framework of Mishkevei, Mishkav Zocher, and maybe the Torah is teaching me that Mishkav Zocher, however it's performed, whether Kedarka or Shaloi Kedarka, you're always Chayev. That is a mistake. Why is that a mistake? As we'll see in a second, because by very definition, Mishkav Zocher is never Kedarka. By definition, it's abnormal. So I don't need the Torah to tell me that if relations are had, man with a man, whether it's kedarka or shaloi kedarka, you're chayav in both cases. I don't need that drasha, because every mishkav zocher by definition is shaloi kedarka, and therefore it doesn't make a difference whether it's this type of Shelo Kedarka or a different type of Shelo Kedarka. Therefore, as the Gemara is about to point out, even though this pasuk is written within the context of Mishkav Zachor, but it cannot be coming to teach me a halacha regarding Mishkav Zachor. It must be coming to teach me what? A halacha with an isha. So look at the Gemara. The Gemara discusses this. Omar Rabbi Yishmael, Harizeh Bol Alamid. This pasuk, it would seem,
Teach.
came to teach us something about Mishkav Zachor, but actually, even Nimtza Lomed, it ended up being taught. In other words, not that it's teaching Mishkav Zachor, it's not teaching Mishkav Zachor anything. To the contrary, it's being taught elsewhere with other arayos that you have kedarka v'shaloi kedarka. Have a look at Rashi. Second bottom line. It would seemingly be coming to teach me al Zohar. You would have thought it's coming to teach me something about Zohar. That is, after all, the context. That you would be chayev having relations, Mishkav Zohar, afilu shaloi kedarko, but actually, v'nimtza. It's not teaching, it's being taught. Why? Because Lemishkav Zohar Loi Itzrich Kro. Because actually, for Mishkav Zohar, I don't need a pasuk. Why don't I need a pasuk? The Pshitalo. Because it's simple, it's poshut, it's obvious. The call Mishkav Zohar Shaloi Kedarku. Because all Mishkav Zohar is Shaloi Kederech. So if every Mishkav Zohar is Shaloi Kederech, so I don't need a pasuk to tell me Yochayev Mishkav Zohar Shaloi Kederech, because that's by its very nature Shaloi Kederech. So therefore, Elo Rava, hi, this word, quote unquote, Mishkavei, is clearly not coming to teach me anything regarding Mishkav Zohar, is Lashmi Inonosa, is coming to teach us to habo al ha'isha, underline the word isha. It's not coming to teach me halacha about Mishkav Zohar. It's coming to teach me with regard to a man who has relations with a woman, bein kedarko, bein shaloi kedarko, you're always chayef. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel is pointing out. We may mistakenly have thought that this pasuk is coming to teach us something within the local context of Mishkav Zohar. Can't be. Can't be. Why can't it be? Because by definition, every Mishkav Zohar is Shaloi Kedarka. So clearly it's teaching me elsewhere, and that is with regard to Isha. Okay, back into the Gemara. We now finish off this pasuk with all the drashas. Mois yumsu, quote unquote. These are the last words in the pasuk. Again, it says, if somebody has relations with a zocher, mishkvehisha, mois yumsu, they, the two of them, are chayev misa. Which misa? Beskila. Chayev skila. So this is another example in our lengthy list of averas that carry the punishment of skila. How do we know it's skila? Doesn't say skila. It just says Mois Yumsu. It just says they have to die. So how do you know it's Skila? So the answer is, says the Gemara, Ata Oimer Beskila Oyeinoy Elo Ba'achas Mikol Miso Iswamuros Batayro? Question mark. You're telling me that it's Skila. How do you know? Maybe it's really a different Misa of the Torah, and the answer is we have a limud. Ne'emar kan, it says over here, de mehem bom, quote unquote. We've had this drasha several times. Ve'ne'emar ba'oy v'yedoini, de mehem bom, quote unquote. Ma'alahalom beskila, afkan beskila. So there we have it. So we've got an entire pasuk that says, again, a man who has relations with another man or another zocher, They will both be chayav misa, which particular misa, as mentioned, skila, even though it actually doesn't say mafurish skila, doesn't say mafurish skila, but nonetheless, we have a clear drosha because it says dmehem bom, so that teaches us that there is skila. Says the Gemara, top line. Oinesh shomanu. Minayin. We're working over here a little bit backwards. We've had this in the previous Omad as well. As mentioned, for all Isurim in the Torah, I need one pasuk to teach me the Azhara, which is the warning, the actual prohibition. I need another pasuk to teach me there's an Einish. So here, for the moment, what do we have? We have a pasuk that teaches me the Einish. This is what happens for Mishkav Zohar. They both get Misa, i.e. Skila. But one second. Where did you actually tell us that it's Asa to do in the first place? Where's the Azhara? Talmud Loima, this is now another pasuk. The first pasuk we quoted was in Parshas Kedoshim. If you remember, we've already pointed out that Parshas Kedoshim is the parsha of the Einshin. Acharei Mois is where you need to look for the Azhoris. And indeed, this is a pasuk now, Vayikra Yudches, in Parshas Acharei Mois. Says the Gemara, Talmud Loima, Ve'es Zohar, Loi Tishkav, Mishkav, Mishkevei Isha, Toeva, He. That's the pasuk. It says a Zohar should not be lain with. In the manner of an Isha, Toeva he, it's an abomination. So there it is. So I've clearly got one pasuk where it says, Loi Tishkav, do not lay with. So that's the Azhara. And then we have the previous pasuk of Mois Yumsu, that was the Einash. So the picture is now complete. Or is it? It's not complete. You know why it's not complete? Says the Gemara, Lomadnu Azhara L'Shoichev, comma. As we pointed out, in every bia, there's a Shoichev and there's a Nishkav. If you're going to tell me that they are both punishable by death, then I need to be told quite clearly that there's a prohibition for both. This pasuk seems to be talk about the shoychev. It says, Loi tishkav, do not lay with. That's the act. That's the active part. That's the shoychev. So, how do I know that not only is there an issa to lay with, there's also an issa to be lain with the nishkav? Doesn't say that in the pasuk. Says the Gemara, Lomadnu azhara l'shoychev. I understand, I've learned from over here, there's an Azhara for the Sheikhev, but Azhara l'nishkav minayin? How do I know that there's also a prohibition for the Nishkav? Again, we clearly had a pasuk that says that they're both Chayav Misa, no question about that. But as mentioned, that's not good enough. It's not good enough to have a pasuk that tells me the Oinesh, why not? Because I need to be clearly told there's an Azhara. And for the moment, I've only got a pasuk that tells me Azhara of the Sheikhev. Where do I have an Azhara for the Nishkav? I need another pasuk. Says the Torah, says the Gemara, we have another pasuk. Two answers. Talmud Loima Loi Yeh Kodesh Mibnei Yisrael. It's a pasuk, I believe, in Parshas Kisetzim. Loi Yeh Kodesh. Now, what does Kodesh mean? Don't make a mistake. This is not Kodesh. It's the opposite of Kodesh. Loi Yeh Kodesh. There should not be a Kodesh in Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? V'Omer, we have another pasuk. This is in the Navi. V'gam kodesh hoyo ba'aretz asu kechol ha'toyei vois hagoyim asher hoyrish. So I see that Kodesh is a reference to Te'evos. Now, didn't we just say a minute ago the Pasuk says that Mishkav Zohar is a Te'eva? So therefore, one and one is two. If Kodesh is a reference to Te'eva, and Te'eva means Mishkav Zohar, so again, what does that Pasuk mean of Lo Yeh Kodesh B'bnei Yisrael? There should not be Mishkav Zohar in Klal Yisrael. Now, why do I need that pasuk? There shouldn't be Mishkav Zohar in Klal Yisrael. I already know it. The answer is, this is to teach me for the Mishkav. Have a look at Rashi. This was Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Have a look at Rashi, top Rashi. V'gam Kodesh Ha'yabaretz. Ma Kodesh, quote unquote. Just like the word Kodesh Ha'omur Kan, yesh boy, Te'eva. So therefore, af below ye Kodesh. So to the other pasuk, when it says Lo Yeh Kodesh Bo Yesh Boi Te'eva, what is Te'eva referring to? V'hodar Gamrinon. Then we can go and learn Te'eva Ha'omer B'Lo Yeh Kodesh Mi'Te'eva Ha'omer B'Mishkav Zohar, because it says over there Diksiva She'Yishkav Zohar Mishkav Isha Te'eva Osu Shneim Dmeim Bom Ma Te'eva Ha'omer Shom Af Nishkav B'Mashma. So therefore, it's also referring to not only the Shoichev, but also the Nishkav. So therefore, we do have another pasuk. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Back into the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Einoi Tzarech. By the way, missed that one. Rashi, excuse me. Have a look at the next Rashi. V'gam kodesh hayah ba'aretz loshen znus. That is a reference to znus. The ksiv k'toyavoy sagoyim. And as we mentioned, u'mishkav zachar is a te'evah. Okay, back into the Gemara. That was the drasha according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva differs. Rabbi Akiva oimer, einoi tzarech. Einoi tzarech. I don't need that drasha. Why? Because it says, Hare hu oimer, didn't the pasuk say ve'zochar loy tishkav av mishkvei isha? Kari bay, I could read it loy tishachev. As we well know, the Torah does not have any vowels, so if it has this word tof shin chaf vov, so it depends on how you put in the vowels. If you put in the vowels the way we have it, tishkav, do not lie with, active, that's the shoychev. But you could quite easily conjugate or put the vowels in that word slightly differently. Loi tishochev, not do not lie with, but do not be lain with, passive. So therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, I don't need another pasuk. In that very word, tishkav, it has double meaning. Tishkav and tishochev. Do not lie with and do not be lain with. Shochev and nishkav, says Rashi. Loi tishkav, kori bei nami. Because we can also read from that pasuk, loi tishochev. Not only do not lie, which is the shochev, but also do not lay with. And if it's do not lay with, well, clearly both are therefore in the pasuk. And therefore, it turns out now the picture is complete. We definitely have in Parashas Kedoshim, the pasuk that tells you, Mois Yumsu, in the plural, they both die. There is an oinish of skila both for the sheichev and also for the nishkav. The question was, it's true, I have a pasuk with regard to the oinish, but how do I know there's an azhara? The answer is that I have the other pasuk. Of Lo Yeh Kodesh had the other pasuk, sorry, the pasuk in Parshas Achrimois, to which the Gemara said, "Fine, you're right. It says Lo Tishkav, but that's only for the Shoychev. How do I know also for the Nishkav? So either the drasha of Rabbi Shmuel of Kodesh and Te'eva, or according to Rabbi Akiva, I don't need that because it's implicit in the word Lo Tishkav because it could be read in two ways, either Lo Tishkav or Lo Tishochev. So the picture is now complete." There is an Oinesh and an Azhara for both the Shoychev and the Nishkav. Okay, we're going to stop over here. Mitzvah Hashem, carry on next time.